This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Republican State Representative Gabe Evans is running for Congress in Colorado's hotly contested 8th Congressional District. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The first-term state representative is seeking to challenge Democratic Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo. Evans is a former Arvada police officer and an Army veteran. He says he's running to restore pride in the nation for which he fought. So far, one other Republican, Weld County Commissioner Scott James, has announced a bid for the competitive district that stretches from Adams to Weld County. Both national parties are expected to pour money into winning the seat. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The U.S. Forest Service manages more than 11 million acres in Colorado. The agency has never allowed a housing project on its land, but CPR's Andrew Kenny reports that could change in the town of Dillon.
The plans to build 165 income-restricted rental units on a site in Dillon, where a Forest Service building currently stands. And with a new $5 million grant from the state, it's a lot closer to reality. State Senator Dylan Roberts hopes it opens the door for more projects on Forest Service land, potentially including wooded sites at the edge of cities.
So we're not going far out into the forest and clear-cutting a ton of trees. This is about parcels that are abutting municipalities that aren't serving a whole lot of other purpose right now, but are suitable for development.
The Dillon project could break ground late next year. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Boulder-based poet and writer Andrea Gibson is Colorado's new poet laureate. Gibson has been a Boulder resident since 1999 and writes about things like love, mental health, and social justice. Gibson's queer and non-binary identity also shines through in much of their work. Colorado poet laureates serve 4-year terms. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.